There, of course, have been no arrests. We don't know what motive might have been behind this attack. But a former vice president of Pacific Gas and Electric said recently that this wasn't an incident where Billy Bob and Joe decided after a few brewskis to come in and shoot up a substation. He said that this was a very well thought out attack and that they targeted specific components. What does that tell you?
Well, that suggests that they had had either done their homework or potentially they had inside knowledge of how the system works. You know, we look at these facilities. There's an array of transformers and power lines. To the ordinary outsider, it's mystifying. One wouldn't know which one to fire rounds at, which ones to go after. The fact that in this case it's reported that they were targeting specific components does suggest a degree of more sophisticated knowledge.
All right, and John Wellingoff, the former chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, has said that he believes it was an act of domestic terrorism and that it was likely a dress rehearsal for a bigger terror plot that could take down the U.S. power grid and black out much of the country. Again, what do you think?
I can say that. I mean, we certainly have seen in our own history in the United States attacks by terrorists on the power grid. In fact, in years past, there were attacks on the same power grid that was attacked last April in the 1970s. A group calling itself the New World Liberation Front carried out a bombing campaign directed against the electrical power grid and caused some fairly serious blackouts in Sausalito and in San Jose. So it's certainly not unprecedented. But to carry out a major attack that would bring down the system nationwide, that would require hitting a number of specific points simultaneously to preclude the possibility that the authorities could reroute power.
When U.S. officials warn about attacks on electric power facilities and on the grid, the first thing that most often comes to mind is somehow sophisticated computer hackers somehow getting malware and shutting us down. Is that, you think, the bigger threat?
I don't know that it's the bigger one. Certainly we've seen more activity in the cyber area as opposed to the area of physical sabotage. And that's simply because we are now so dependent on these information systems, because there are so many people with this technical know-how, which has become increasingly available. And we also see a lot of activity because it's criminally driven. That is, there are commercial opportunities here.